WBOSS Bossman Radio.
Monday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. If you were in with us this morning, I guess it's safe to say you made it through the weekend of the Dash for Cash. Good morning, Ken, and also have a special guest with us, Bob Jones with United Bank. Look forward to visiting with Bob throughout the next half hour or so, but good morning to both you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. So DJ, KJ, and BJ.
That's it.
How about that?
That's going to work.
That works out good.
Hey, we've got it going.
We got a new, that's a new title for the show. Drive Time with DJ, BJ, and KJ.
There you go.
You want to come in every morning?
Hey, yeah.
Why not?
We just triple team everybody.
Hey.
Real quick.
Bob is a banker
with United Bank.
Yeah, so he can help maintain some of this chaos that we're trying to call a spreadsheet.
Well, where is that little piece? Maybe that Bob the banker can moderate.
I'll tell you what. Anytime you have a banker in and we're talking about the Dash for Cash, that might be a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So we're excited about having Bob here, of course, once again with United Bank. You guys have three branch banks in Escambia County.
That's right.
Two in Monroe County, three in Santa Rosa County, and of course, a strong presence in Baldwin County.
That's it.
So we appreciate you coming and participating in Drive Time. You also have an interesting personal story. You were a student at T.R. Miller, W.S. Neal, and a graduate of
Evergreen High School.
How about that?
And went to J.D. So.
Great.
Well, I got it all
You're
covered.
You're a homeboy.
Yeah, I'm a homeboy.
Yeah, he's a homer, man.
Yeah, to run for politics or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
I tell you what, somebody mentioned that to us, and I said, we got four words for you.
What's that?
Skeletons in the closet.
So, we're not going to talk about those. let's move on, change subjects, and see where we can go from here.
But when you change three schools, when you're in three different schools, there may be a skeleton or two.
Did you run
out of town, Bob, or did you choose to leave?
Well, I guess how you follow your mama. You know, what can I say? You just got to run hard.
In case you didn't get the memo, we have a good time here.
Hey, I like this. Right, we're going to have some fun.
You want some water?
No, you're good with your jug. Okay. I don't know. As it goes on, you get happier, so I don't know what's in the jug.
I'm telling you, it's 190 proof, at
190.
Least.
It's kind of clear. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. I'm not real sure either, but it's gluten-free as well. I don't know if you know that. But it certainly is. So, real quick, to kind of speak about the weekend, I personally have thoroughly enjoyed some of the pictures and the posts and the you know, memes and things over the weekend. That's been very entertaining to watch. I know one of my favorite, and I mentioned this, I say, now I got a lot of favorites, but one of my favorites was, and she'd probably kill me for saying this, but it's out there, was Stephanie Manasco's post about all the teenagers around our communities who are hating on right now because all their parents just became Snapchatters.
Man, that thing took off. When you posted that about establishing a Snapchat account, it really, really took off.
Yeah.
I got one.
There were lots of people paying attention. I can tell you that. I tell you, speaking of paying attention and you know, having Bob here, I want to put this out now. You need to start liking and sharing this video as fast as you can, because sometime during this video, clue number 11 is coming out.
On this show?
Right here today. Clue number 11 is coming out right here today. So you need to start liking and sharing. I see 287 people in here. We want to see 7, 800, 9, whatever. We want to see a bunch. So, 300 people, hey, that's great, but we can do better. And I'm not saying we got to get to any certain limit. I'm telling you, between now and whenever we end this show, clue number 11 is coming out.
That means traffic count will be up in the area.
Well, I got 187 at the bank, so maybe we can boost it up there. So we,
there you go. Yeah, well, hey. I'll tell you what, we just traffic count just went up.
That's
sure.
Right. We're going to post
our
it.
Traffic stats just went up for a lot.
We just got the word. If you're employed at United Bank, stop working and watch the show. Well, we have just, right here.
You have just been excused.
You got to multitask. I don't know why to stop working.
Shut down the windows.
Yeah. Y'all pulled out. Do y'all still have the old curtains you pulled out of the teller window to say close?
Man, we're open 24/7.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I wanted. Yeah.
You know. These bankers' hours, they don't stop.
Well, I was about to
we're
say
we're not a car dealer.
Well, I tell you what, if you were, you I would like understand. That.
You're going to fit in well here, yeah. Bob. You're going to do just fine. Listen,
it's like 8-ish. I don't get that. 8 is 8. You know, I don't know this 8-ish stuff.
Ish. We're
know?
An ish company.
Well, itch, I got that. Not a ditch, but an itch.
You saw we came on time this morning, 8:22.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, you got here and got going. I noticed that. I was watching.
Peach is an 8 company. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But Boss Man Productions is an ish company.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And so you have to understand, we're doing good just to get all this stuff to work every morning. Okay.
I was impressed with it.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, when you set this stuff up every morning and tear it down every morning, I'm amazed it all works. You know, so, I mean, really.
Technology's wonderful.
Yeah, so again, like and share, get on the phone, text all your buddies, get on your Snapchat accounts, Snapchat all your buddies. Number 11 is coming out sometime during this show. And, I saw the post over the weekend. I found it. I've got 100 messages an hour. I found it. I've got text messages, PMs. I found it. No, the cash has not been found. It is still out there. And I promise you, I will go out and go ahead and say this. This clue that we're going to give today, in my opinion, is the best one yet, in my opinion. Solely my opinion.
I can't wait to hear that.
I'm kind of anxious myself.
It's the best. It's the best one
yet. Do we have time for a public service announcement?
We always have time for that.
Dusty Wilson with the Bruton Fire Department called me this morning. And for those of you in and around the Bruton area where the Girl Scout Hut is across from New Beginnings Church on 41, it has been taped off. The egg is not in, or the prize is not in that vicinity. They've had a problem with moccasins over there. It has become a safety issue. So please, please, if you see anybody over there, try to discourage them from being on the property. It is not in that area.
Can I do PSA.A?
Sure.
It's not an egg.
Yeah. For the listening audience. It's not, yeah.
I think we've been, we went through that. I don't know, but I posted a picture of my daughter watching the show DJ and everybody trying to find a clue in that picture. And I'm like, There's no clue in that picture.
I want to back up a minute. Do you say moccasins?
They killed. It's basically a nest of moccasins. Cobra Kai's hang out there also from time to time.
Yes, they do.
But they've killed moccasins in there repeatedly over the years. So we're trying to discourage people from getting in that area.
That wouldn't take much discouragement.
You're not a Cobra Kai.
That's
anybody.
All I need to say is get moccasins.
You're not a Cobra Kai, are you?
No, I'm not. I don't know what it that, is.
That's why I saw Butch coming out of there sometime yesterday. I understand now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's where they all, I got you.
Okay. That's a nest of them.
Cobra Kai's are people that are bullies, people that kick old people and push them to the ground.
Young children.
Well, if you're an old person, you can't push old people.
Well, this old person does. One in particular we're speaking of, does.
We're not going to compare ages up here today.
Well, no. Let me say this: it's really not an age limit in the Cobra Kai because there are people from
all walks of life
from 8 to 80 in it. Okay, but the deal is, and speaking of that, I was amazed at some of the recruitment that was going on at the Kick It at the Creek yesterday. I was amazed at some of the recruitment going on down there.
I wasn't.
No. I'm not amazed that he was doing it. I'm amazed at some of the people that would take pictures and align themselves with the Cobra Kai. I'm talking to you, Life Changer.
You know, I mean, Aunt B,
which that wasn't news to me. I've been screaming that for 3 years. Okay. I'll tell you another favorite post of mine. was the Dollar Height post.
I got to start watching this more often. I feel totally lost in this.
Well,
it doesn't take long to catch up, Bob.
Yeah, I promise.
It doesn't
you.
Take long to catch up.
All right.
You're going to have to look very hard. Okay.
All right.
You have classed this operation up this morning you sat down here with us, okay?
Well, in one of my earlier lives, I was a DJ on radio.
Well, you know what? I got that vibe.
Did you?
Yeah. What did you spin up?
I was on the Weekend Roadshow. I did it while I was going to Jeff Davis and WBLO. It used to be in Evergreen. So
what were the hits of the day?
Oh, you know, the only job I ever got fired from. They played pop music and converted to country. And I played a group called Nashville Brass one day. And the boss came in and said, "You're gone."
That quick.
Well, wait a minute. That makes sense to me if you put country music.
I don't know. I thought Nashville Brass was all right. I used it for my intro. And it was Bob's Weekend Roadshow.
Is Nashville Brass, was that not a country?
Not in his opinion. And he was the boss.
See, when I hear of things like that, I feel like you got cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go out, you should have played some Two Live Crew.
Well, this was a long, long time ago. we're not going to go back that far.
Let me tell you something. I'm sure that guy was a Cobra Kai. I'm positive of it.
I'm
all about it. My only job was I had to change the light on the tower. That's the only reason they kept me there. I was the youngest guy around. So.
Well, wait a minute. You actually would climb up and change?
No. That was what they wanted me to do.
Okay.
It never happened.
I can tell you right now, if that had been on the job description, I'd have walked in and said, "Appreciate y'all having me here, and I'll see y'all later."
Well, I needed the job, so I stayed till they told me to do it. Then I could have left.
Oh.
It was an exit plan.
I like that strategy. But the problem is, you just gave all of United Bank the same strategy, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, they're good folks.
Yeah, well,
they hang in there.
I know a lot of good people that will listen to the boss and come up with a lot of crazy stuff. A lot of them are in Holman Prison down there right now.
Oh, yeah, well.
Tracy Miller.
Tracy Miller says she was photoshopped in.
Okay.
The pic.
I can tell you this. I've analyzed the pics, and they were not photoshopped. Okay? They were not.
Well, it is. Look, there's a place for everybody, and everybody's got to get in the place. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah. But hey, that's fine. We see allegiances are bought pretty easy, it seems to me. Chief down there throwing up.
Shocker.
Throwing up the fangs.
Shocker.
How about that?
It is what it is.
How about that? Well, I'll tell you what, we threw one up the other night, too. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's the international symbol for Team DJ at this point, as we resurrected it, is that. And that's all you need to know about that.
Bob, let me tell you the best part of the show. Part of this program, for us anyway, is the people that come in and wish good morning to us personally.
That's right, Cheyenne.
Back in the old days when we only had 12 people watching, we could actually invest in all of them individually, and we miss doing that. Don't get to do it as much as we want to, but we think it's a great way to start the day. When you meet somebody, you say good morning, extend well wishes, and I know it gets me off on the right foot each and every morning. We certainly appreciate all the kind comments that have come in. Thank you for being with us, and I don't know, that's been the best part for me, is just the interaction with the folks watching the show.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I mean, a good day starting with a smile is not bad.
Thank you, Kayla.
I want to add, let's talk about the banking business for just a second. You know, we were just kind of talking about while we were kind of setting things up.
Yes, you were, Sherry.
But I like the way that, you guys really are still kind of the hometown bank. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that earlier, it just seems just like everything else. And I'm not speaking of just banking. I'm speaking of just business in general. It's all corporate America has taken over, if you will. And it's just not, it's not like it used to be.
Right.
We talked about that earlier about how, used to, you could, get ready to go buy a bass boat. You call Al up, say, "Al, I'm going down to such to buy a bass boat." And he's, "Go ahead and go get it, write him a check, and I'll make sure it clears, and just come by and see me Thursday, and we'll get the paperwork signed."
Yeah.
I realize laws change and all that kind of stuff, but relationships count for a lot. And it seems like that you guys are, strive for that.
Well, we work hard at it. We've been around since 1904. So 114 years, you figure a few things out.
I think you're right. I'd say that's a an accurate statement.
Yeah, right, you've made a lot of mistakes, but you get a few things right.
That's wisdom you can't buy.
That's, well, you know, if you think education's expensive, try ignorance.
Hey, listen, we resemble that remark. Resemble, I promise
I'm right there with you. Yeah. Well, yeah. It is. I mean, to your point, it's a hard balance to do because increasingly regulations and laws are passed to protect a few, but everybody pays the price for it. To relationships, to your point, I think that's what you strive for, is to understand those people that you work with and work for so that you do understand their needs and anticipate it. There are ways to do it. It's just harder. One of the advantages we have at an organization our size is that, you know, we're in it day in and day out. We live and work in the communities we serve. We understand the needs and what has to go on there. So you have to work harder to figure out a way to do it, and we try to do that every day.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know that we have, you know, since you guys have come to Bruton, we have had a lot of opportunity to do, you know, business with you guys. And I'll tell you what, you know, everybody at the Bruton branch has been just fantastic. And, you know, Lauren and, you know, everybody down there, just awesome to deal with.
Yeah, we're trying to help Kiki overcome her. She's pretty shy, you know. It's just T.R. Miller cheerleader. They don't, you know, they have to learn to be a little more extroverted.
How does that happen?
I don't know. She's overcoming it, though. She's doing pretty good. We'll get her there. So, and yeah. Lauren, I mean, what can you say about Lauren? You know,
Let me tell you this.
I don't want to say anything about Lauren.
So. No, Lauren's, I'll say Lauren's not shy.
Really?
And, well, she is.
Oh.
I've never seen that side of her.
I missed that, so I don't.
Yeah.
On your next customer appreciation day,
yes, sir.
I've got some jelly beans that we'll send over, and you need to contact Rob Boy. You bring in Roving Rob,
okay?
And I promise you, it'll be a hit.
No. Note to Al and Lauren: no jelly beans from you guys. I've heard the stories on that. No. Well, thank you. We'll get our own. So.
I will tell you a real funny, quick, funny jelly bean story, real quick. Brother John Finkley, I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to know Brother John. He was a pastor at First Baptist Church here in Bruton for years and years and years. Great friend of mine. I look at Brother John as a mentor and several other things over the years. And I'm sure DJ probably has a relationship. Everybody has a relationship with Brother John. Let me just say that. But Coach Frank Cotton was probably one of the biggest jokesters. And I don't even know if that's a word, but it sounds good, so I'm going to use it. He loved to pull things on people, okay? And Sheriff Grover Smith, his brother James, and Coach Cotton were real good friends. Well, James was constantly going places and finding things, and he'd come by and he'd give them to Frank. Well, he comes in one day and he's got these two bags of jelly beans, and he says, "I'm gonna say probably 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago." He comes in with his bag of jelly beans and he tells Frank, he said, "Look," he said, "you know, make sure that you you know, put these out in the bowl." He said, I just want to bring them by and, you know, for people to enjoy or what have you, you know? So Frank said, okay. He didn't think anything about it. Well, Frank, he goes by there and grabs him a couple, tosses them, and he starts chewing on them. And I mean, they lit him up. I'm talking, I mean, he goes and drank two whole cans of Sunkist trying to get that burn out of his mouth, because they were hot. What it was, they were like super hot. Well, poor Brother John happens to pull up there that afternoon, and he comes walking in and he visits with Frank and a couple of us. And when he gets ready to leave, he walks by and the jelly bean bowl sitting there on the receptionist desk. He reaches in, gets a handful.
Oh,
okay. He tosses them back. He gets out there to his truck, puts the thing in reverse, backs up about 6 or 8 feet, maybe. The truck stops. He gets out, and he is on the side of the truck with his hands on both sides of the truck, and he's, and I run out the door. Brother John, are you okay? He's, need some water.
You sound like Jerry Clower.
Need some water. Well, I mean, that's what he's out there doing. And I mean, I'm like, Frank is inside on the floor crying, okay? And I like, Coach, did you do? He says, I couldn't help myself. I couldn't tell him what they were. I couldn't tell him. I said, Frank, I'm going to tell you something. You realize that's Brother John. Anyway, jelly beans have somehow been a part of Peach for a long time. And but stay
you
away.
You don't have any out
No, we don't. But stay away from them bean boozles.
I'm not going to have you bean boozles. I've heard about those.
Those things are rough. Yeah. I will say that. Yeah. But
if he had been on Frank's basketball team, he'd have been running sprints for the rest of his life.
So. Yes. That is a fact.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
It seems like that you might have been.
I had that joy.
Listen, another swap shop testimonial right here. So that works good. Another thing that in talking about the banking business, mm-hmm. it's still all about people, is it not?
Well, particularly at the community bank level, you know, one of the things that we work a little bit differently than a lot of institutions, we're involved in community development as a line of business. We have a specialty group that deals with community and economic development. We're doing a lot of projects to bring jobs to rural America. That's really our focus because we understand that if you want to change the future of a community or a family, get them a job.
That's right.
So we work with all the community leaders and economic developers and really are doing projects all over the state of Alabama.
Wow.
And so we're very proud of that. You know, we helped bring Brown Precision to Atmore. We've done some projects here in Bruton with Longleaf Manufacturing and others that help them increase their capital investment. And so, you get a job, you get a future, and that's what we focus on.
That's right.
Well said.
That is well said. And you know, we were kind of talking about that a little earlier about, small town USA and the local job structure and that type of thing. And it is so important that we all get out and, support our local communities and our local community businesses. And that's part of just what we tell people every day.
Well, to your point, and I think something people really know, but they don't think about, every time you spend a dollar, you vote.
That's
capitalism
right.
is democracy at work. So when you spend that dollar, you're deciding whether a business stays or goes, whether the owners of that business are going to be able to feed their family and continue. And we know in small towns, it's small businesses that make community work. And in addition to community and economic development, we understand community development is important. And, you guys, what you do in this show and what Mayor Loveless and Bruton is doing, creating the quality of life, here with the school systems and the hospital and things like this show and the all of the activities that go on, make it a place people want to not only work, but live. And that's the game. The more we can do as citizens or a part of any community to make it a place you want to, play, work, live, worship. Sure. That's what it's all about. And that's what makes rural America work. And rural America is under a lot of distress. And I think one of the things this election, whether you liked it or not, brought to the forefront is the challenges that rural America has. And I've been fortunate in what I do to spend a lot of time visiting around the country talking about rural America. And it's like, you go to these meetings and people look at you like you're from Mars and you tell them what we're doing and say, well, I didn't know that. I said, well, you're not there. I was in a meeting in St. Louis recently at the Fed, and it was on Rural America Challenges. I was there as representing community banks, and we all went around. There were 60 people invited to this from all over the United States. And everybody introduced themselves and said where they were from. And one of the interesting things was, out of those 60 people that were professionals and economic community development, not a person lived in a small town.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Guys, I, with all due respect, you preach it. And you talk it, but you don't live it. Those of us that live it every day have a sense of what the beauty of a small town is. And there's so many positive things about it, but there are challenges. It's tough getting up every day, going to work, trying to make a difference in the community. And you cannot be passive. You can't be passive in small towns.
You know, we say it here many times. We live in the greatest community in the world. And we believe that here,
yeah.
But it is something you have to fight for. And it's a daily fight. You have to be cognizant of where you do business, how you do business, yep. Where it's done and things of that nature. There's certainly other opportunities on the outside areas and we're going to partake in those as well.
Sure.
But if we want our quality of life to continue the way it's been for so many years, it is something we have to fight for, and it's a daily fight. And I think we do that here. I think that people are becoming more and more aware of it. We're going to have the hospital on tomorrow. You talked about health care and, yeah, and the stress on rural health care. And, of course, that is a nationwide problem. And we're looking forward to visit them tomorrow. But I appreciate you saying that because it's very important.
I think there are three legs to a stool in small towns that you have to have. One, you got to have a good school system. You know, families are not going to live where their children can't get a good education. You got to have health care. And, I think you got to have a good community bank, because if you can create capital at the local level, when our bank was founded in 1904, there were 10 guys that came together and said, for our community to flourish, we got to have a bank. And because you got a bank that can make decisions locally based on what you know with people you know, sometimes you can make those decisions that someone in another area would not do. Sure. We saw this during back during the recession. There were a number of businesses that the regulators literally tried to force us to close. We said, we're not doing it. You know, we've got the capital to get through this. We're going to stay with them because we knew the owners of that business. We knew what they were doing. We talked to them regularly. And we got them through it. You know, we helped them. They did it. Otherwise, they would have closed. That would have been 10 jobs that went away. And you do that multiple times.
Sure.
And all of a sudden,
it's game over.
Game over. Absolutely.
You know, I want to mention this real quick. Is just getting off the subject just a second. I saw that post. It reminded me that my other favorite post in the last several days, and I know this is totally off the subject, but just reminded, I'll forget if I don't say it now, was the Dash for Cash cheer.
I saw that.
Cheer?
Yes. Some
girls. Can you recite it?
I want to watch him do the moves.
I can't.
And can you do the moves?
Yeah, and I'd be at I'll be at the fine healthcare that we're talking about.
People helping people.
Afterwards, yes.
But Kiki could.
Kiki could do it.
She could, yes. Yeah, but we do want to give a shout out to those girls. Jerry Wilson, longtime friend, known him for a long time. And of course, his wife, Cimarron, I think one of those two posted that, I believe. Listen, there's been so many. Understand, I hope we don't offend anybody when we say what we think or what we. It's so much, it's hard to keep up.
I also loved what you did having the trash pickup. With the prize being done, I love seeing those posts. So many young people, so many people of all ages, but I love seeing the kids out gathering the trash, picking it up. And of course, there's going to be a monetary prize award for that at some point. But I thought that was really cool.
Well,
too.
Yeah,
explain that to me. People throwing trash on the road. What is the deal with that?
I've never understood litter. No. I've never understood it. It just makes no sense on any level.
I guess they live like that. I don't know. I don't know what, I walk every morning and there'll be somebody that's thrown their breakfast out on the road. Like, really, dude, what do you think?
It is amazing, really. And that was kind of, I think some of this hunt had kind of brought that to the forefront of people, being just disrespectful or, trash wood, this and that. And I said, you know what? We've got so many people out hunting for this, the stash right now. Why don't we use this?
Great idea.
You know, as they're out there, so we can get people to help us clean up. And we didn't just talk about, as I've said many times, we didn't just talk about Bruton. It wasn't just Bruton. It wasn't just Evergreen. It wasn't just Monroeville. It wasn't just Atmore. Our area, our local area, that challenge was put out to everyone,
You want to know a big secret?
Sure.
I mean, this is top secret. Not supposed to know this. You got a prospect company wanting to relocate. Oftentimes, they don't tell you they're coming. You know what they do? They subscribe to your newspaper.
That's right.
They'll send a scout out to ride around and look at the area. One of the things they look at is litter.
That's right.
Because they say, if these people don't have any more pride in their community than that, how are they going to take pride in the product we produce?
That's a fact. Sure.
So they'll drive up. They see this mess. They'll never slow down or turn around and come back. You'll never know what you missed. And it sends a message about the quality of life that people want, about the commitment that people have in the community. So it says more than you probably realize. So,
well, please, for any prospective businesses that may be watching this show, don't hold us, don't hold our communities accountable for what Ken and I do here on a daily basis.
Listen,
that's not, wouldn't be fair to the community.
Listen, and don't eat their jelly beans, by the way. Just stay away from the jelly beans.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you said that, because if you judge our local area by this show, we sadly misrepresent things, okay?
Hey, but at least you got the show.
Well, you know, here in all honesty, here's the thing. We believe, not only do we believe it, but we've rode around and we've said it. We've had people on at 11:30, 11 o'clock, at 11:30 to at night. We believe we live in the greatest communities, local area in the world. Okay. And we don't just say that every day because we, you know, just want people to think, you know, oh, that's what they're saying. No. We everyone that lives in Atmore, in Bruton, in Jay, Florida, in Monroeville, in Evergreen, Flemington, Pollard, you know, but wherever, we all choose to live here. Okay, let's be honest. You know, we've all left at some point, and we've all chose to come back.
Isn't that funny how that works?
It is. And when you leave, what's the first thing out of your mouth? I ain't ever going back. I'm never going back.
I'm not going to do that. Every high school student ever graduated said the same thing.
Sure, right. Sure. But I'm telling you, it is a very, to be able to come back to your hometown and live and know just how great that the community is. It is, you know, just amazing to be able to know that we live in areas that the community is so supportive, you know, that when you call on these people, they do stand up and they do help. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe, and I may be wrong, but I don't believe that goes on everywhere.
Oh, it clearly doesn't. I mean, I've had the benefit of visiting a lot of different areas in the country and living in different places, but what you're describing is very true. And I tell my friends that live outside of the South, and particularly communities like this, I said, you know, we've created this myth for about 200 years to keep you guys away. And they come down here and they find out, well, this isn't what I thought.
Yeah.
I said, well, we didn't really want everybody to know that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
we were trying to keep
a
secret.
Yeah, it was a secret. And sure. We put out all this hype and PR that, you know, we barefoot and chase alligators. And
That's actually a good, I've never thought of it that way.
But it's a great story. Yeah. But these snowbirds come.
Yeah.
You know, and then they find out.
And they get a taste of it. They get a taste. They keep coming back.
Yeah, most of them are Cobra Kais.
Yeah, they are.
Most of them.
Yeah, but not all.
Yeah.
Not all. But I will say this, you know, it is nice to know, and we talk about this a lot, it is nice to be able to ride through town. In most of, all of the areas we're talking about, you're going to pass somebody that you know. They're going to wave at you. You're going to wave at them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Lately, you've been getting a lot of those one-finger waves.
I have. As a matter of fact. But let me tell you something. You know what they're not doing in St. Louis? Not that. Mm-mm. Not this. Okay? Not that. They're not doing that. They're not doing that in Birmingham. They're not doing that in, and I'm not talking about those places. Bad. In a bad. What I'm saying is that we are lucky and we are fortunate to live in a community, in an area like we do.
Well, guess who we're going to have in our community today?
Who is that?
Oh. Governor Kay Ivey.
That is correct.
She's going to be here. I think she was waiting on Clue 11 to get released. And then she's going to leave Montgomery.
Well, I want to tell you, got the message that she was actually coming down here. If Clue 11 wasn't released today, there was going to be some repercussions. So that's why I come first thing and said, look here, Clue's about to be released on this show today. Make sure you like and share and get everybody in here, because I don't want any problems with the governor.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to be at the hourglass this afternoon.
At all.
So if you want to, if you're out and about this afternoon.
I think the doors open at 5:30.
I think that's right.
And I think the event starts at 6. So
what if she found it?
She put it in her campaign.
Yeah. She's done some great things for our area. I'm not trying to get on one political side or the other, but our area has done well.
Kay's a good campaign girl, so she knows small town.
There you go. That's right. And we don't, you know, we don't get into politics and all that kind of stuff at all. But you know, I don't care who you are. I know, you know, we all have grown up in a time where hey, if the president came around or had a chance to see or meet, you wanted to go see or meet the president, same way with the governor and, you know, and people of that nature, maybe that's just, you know, the old military guy in me or the patriotic guy in me being that way. You know what I'm saying? But it's true.
Well, it's, and you know, there's something about that water in Camden. I mean, Kay's from there, obviously.
Right.
Remember Joe Bonner, our congressman?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
Joe
right.
was from Camden.
That's right.
Jeff Sessions, he's from, you know, the Camden area.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, you know, they turn out some...
They put them out up there.
Hey, and I was born in Camden.
Well, you really?
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You are a renaissance man.
I'm telling you. I'm from LA.
I mean, I am just
blown away, right?
I mean, really, I'm going to tell you something. You cannot... by wisdom that you have acquired from having the backgrounds that you have right there. You
well,
can't
if you've
buy
66
that.
Years, you better learn something.
Well, I would say you have. Okay, I'm going to tell you because I'm going to tell you. A lot of the things you say, I agree 100%
there
with.
You
know, so especially when we're talking about the small town, you know, and the local, you know, it's amazing that how you're talking about. You show up at that meeting, mm-hmm. and there's nobody there from a small town, but it's a meeting about small towns. And that I think is somewhat of a problem is the problem. If you think about it hard, is because people show up to talk about small towns that have no clue what a small town is.
Yeah.
They just don't have a clue. They're not bad people.
No. They are.
They're well intentioned.
They are, no question.
but unless you have the actual, you know, experience of knowing the ins and outs of a small town, rural America, it's kind of hard to make real good decisions when it comes to that, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. I think the other thing, I've got friends that live in Mountain Brook and Spring Hill and all, you know, Atlanta. There's nothing wrong with those places. But they live in a bubble, and they look at the world very differently. Growing up in a small town, you deal with all kinds of people from different backgrounds, different, you know, challenges, and you learn they're good people. I mean, you know, and we all come from different places, different experiences, but we get along in a small town because you're all in the same little boat.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You can't get off in the corner and just stay there. You gotta get out and coexist and learn to get along.
We saw that last Tuesday night here. Ken and I went out riding around, went live. There was a clue that was released at 9 o'clock that night, and a lot of people went out to look for it. And it was every walk of life that we have out. And what I saw and what kind of stood out to me the most was most people were out fellowshipping. There wasn't a whole lot of searching going on. And to me, that was a beautiful thing.
The
only two people that got in trouble were Ken and I.
What?
We had the radio on too loud.
That was it.
Hey, I got another piece of wisdom for you.
Okay.
It's just easier to stay in the doghouse. The problem is, once you get in there, you kind of get comfortable and used to it. When you get out and you get back in, you get in trouble.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah.
That's pain.
Well, I'm
going to
tell
you. So you guys just stay in the doghouse.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, we were playing the boombox a little loud.
You got a boombox?
We were playing the...
No. We had the radio... Well, if you want, I guess you call that. We had the radio turned up a little loud.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the Nashville Boys.
Yeah, oh. No.
Nashville Brass.
The Nashville Brass.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
No, I don't know about the Nashville Boys.
The Nashville Brass.
But you know, but the thing about it is that we here
you're
we,
all, you forgot what you were going
to
say.
No, here we are running around talking to everybody about how great the community is, and the Boys in Blue, we support them. They know it. You know, we behind them 180%, and the only people that got in trouble that whole night, and there were hundreds of people out. Would you agree with that, DJ?
Hundreds.
Okay. And the only two people that got in trouble that night were DJ and I.
But you know what you said, and we've forgotten that. People need to talk to each other. You know, you sit here and you look out here on the showroom floor, and I see all these folks with their iPhones texting, looking, and, you know, people don't talk. We did a tech-free hour at the bank. I said, No texting, no email, just nothing. You can pick up one of these great devices. You pick up a phone and talk to someone. Well, you'd have thought we had taken their pay away from them. I mean, they couldn't exist. I mean, it's just, it's a withdrawal thing.
Well, you understand.
But you got to sit down and look somebody in the eye and just have a conversation. But,
well, you understand this is an appendage now.
It's an addiction.
It is, but I'm saying this is an appendage. This is part of people's being.
Oh,
it's part of their body. Okay. I promise you this, Bob. If you got up this morning and left your home, headed here, and 20 minutes into your journey here, you realize that you'd forgotten your phone.
Oh.
Would you have turned around and went back and got it?
No, I had to be here by 7:45. I didn't know you guys were 80-ish.
Okay.
I was told you didn't get the memo.
You didn't get the memo.
When are you coming back? When are you coming back?
Hey, anytime. Just call me.
You are welcome on here anytime you get ready. Let me tell you.
I want to get Bob and Rob hooked up.
Hey,
I'm telling you something. You told them about.
Let me tell you something.
Just go with it.
Roving Rob.
Wow.
We have an on the spot.
Bob and Rob.
Name Roving Rob.
All right.
Rob Moy.
Bob the banker and Roving Rob.
I'm going to tell you something.
Y'all can take the 9-ish spot and just go all day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people would love it.
All right. We're on it.
I'm going to tell you, you two would yin and yang really well. I'm going to tell you.
Sweet and sour. I mean, is it?
Now, Rob is a big, burly man with a big beard and not a lot of hair on his head. But he will Ric Flair chop you in about, I don't know, a minute, a second and a half, if he's just asked.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah. Do you bruise easy, Bob?
I hadn't had to find that out in a few years. I'm an emotionally sensitive guy.
He is too. Okay.
All right.
The problem with him is that he when he gets emotionally sensitive, he goes and tends to take it out on unsuspecting service advisors. And walks in and just chops them for no reason. So, I want you to look at there. Danny Cottrell. He's out of town.
All right.
But Winston Lindsay has said he's committed $100 to the pot, $50 to Team Crispin, and $50 to the Henderson family that lost their home in the fire. Thank you, Winston, and thank you, Danny Cottrell.
Danny's a good man. He's on our board.
So thank you.
Danny is a great man.
Yeah.
A great friend.
So is Winston.
Well, listen.
He put up with me twice.
That goes
unsaid. As a son-in-law. Two stints.
Hey, and I want to say something about that since you brought that up. Winston Lindsay is one of the finest people, I promise you, that I know. If you walk up to him right now, told him that you needed that shirt he had on, he will take it off and give it to you.
Wow.
Okay? He is that kind of person. And what was funny to me was a conversation I had with a classmate of mine over the weekend when he said, is DJ still... married to Heather. I said, nah. I said, Winston's run him off. He said, Winston ran him off? I said, yeah, twice.
Twice.
He said,
there's a story there.
He said, wow. He said, that just doesn't sound like Winston. I said, well, it's probably not, but you can believe it. No.
Now, have you had Danny on with his sports knowledge? I mean, he knows all the sports stuff. I mean, it's amazing.
Listen, we have it, but I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
But you're sitting to your right is probably the single most foremost expert on all things sports that there is, and his name is David Jennings. And I'm not saying that because I'm sitting here and he's sitting here. I'm telling the truth.
I enjoy it.
Do you?
But Danny is an educated.
He's a fan.
Yeah, he knows it all.
No, yeah. And I'm not throwing off of Danny. What I'm saying is, Dan, if Danny came in here and DJ sat down, I'm going to get up and just leave and let them have it, okay? Because I can't sit here and speak.
I totally get that.
Talk all that, That'd be like me sitting here trying to talk banking with you. Here's what I'm going to say. Every credit app I send down there wants to buy a car. Bob, just... green check market, man. I mean, that'd be my attitude. And look, I know how many credit applications you've probably looked at over the years. I know how many I've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
But as a, you know, somebody on this side of it, I want all of them approved.
Of course, you're trying to sell the car.
Sure.
I know.
You know, I want every one of them to get that green check mark.
There you go.
But, you know, some of them, I understand, they don't. And look at that. Jesse said it correct. Winston has survived many, many years of the green door, DJ. And you know the green door I'm speaking of. And I think a few of us do. But, Bob,
yes, sir.
Any closing thoughts or anything that you want to?
We wanted to contribute a little bit to Cash Dash here, and certainly appreciate what you guys are doing.
United Bank has just made the pot bigger, and let me say this:
and you haven't given. I thought you could, number 11 coming, right?
It's coming.
Okay,
Hey, listen, start liking and sharing, people. We're about to give out number 11.
Number 11 on the way.
Liking and sharing right now. We're about to give it out. Okay.
Do we know what the pot's up to?
I was about to say we don't have a total. Let me tell you why. The weekend was crazy. Okay, I've got to go back and study my phone, my iPad. Messages, text messages, PayPal. I've got to go back and study all that to be able to come up with the total. But I can tell you it is cash is well over $11,000. The prize package is, I'm not even going to tell you that because it's crazy. Okay. And the reason I'm saying that is that we've got a prize to announce that has come to the table. I'm not going to announce it today.
Is it a new Chevy pickup?
It is, and it's free.
Oh, okay.
But here's the deal.
Oh.
You got to pay a lot of tax.
The finance charges, Steve.
I'm going to tell you something.
Truck's free.
I'm going to tell you something. That title fee is rough, buddy. Okay.
We could sign Bob up to the same contract you signed Rob up to.
That's right. We could. We could. Right. We could put you on. I'll tell you what. We might need a once a week, at least a phone call from Bob to call in. And if nothing else, to give us the 411 on what's happening in small town USA and
thought
and,
for
and,
the day, right?
Yeah,
and we'll queue up some Nashville Brass.
Yeah,
and that'll be your intro. That'll be your
I don't
song.
Even think you can find that on.
I promise you, I can find
you
it.
You can find a Nashville Brass
if it's ever been put on the internet. I can find it.
Well, this was before internet. So
let me tell you something.
That'll be your walk-up song.
That was my intro song. When I went on the air, I played Nashville Brass.
You'd be surprised at how much stuff is on the internet that was way before the internet. I mean, way before.
Well, there's stuff that don't need to be on it.
Well, it is.
I'm just saying.
I would go out on a limb here just after sitting here and spending some time with you this morning.
Sir.
I will go out on a limb and say that I'm sure that all three of us are very happy that there weren't these things available when we were all in high school.
If they'd have been on second hall, there'd have been trouble.
It'd been rough. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even going there. I am a banker, so I have a certain decorum I'm supposed to adhere to, right?
Well, I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying some of the mischief and some of the, you know, we all
pulled. I can see you getting into mischief.
Yeah.
You got that look.
We all pulled some stuff.
Did
you know?
You?
I mean, and
you want to own up to it now?
Well, do you know how many times the FCC has visited a 12-year-old? I know of one time that has happened.
No, I did.
Remember we were talking about Two Live Crew earlier?
Yeah.
He was playing their greatest hits.
Oh.
My parents messed up one Christmas.
That's too much information there.
Well, they messed up one Christmas. I don't mind telling. I mean, this is the statute of limitations got to be out on that.
Oh,
you're
talking about Christmas.
Yeah, I was about 10 years old.
I thought you meant you.
No, I'm talking about me, but I was about 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
And my parents messed up.
He's off the radar.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
And they gave me a Mr. Microphone. You remember the old things that you could press a button?
Yeah, it had the speaker on it.
Well, no, it had an antenna, and it would come over the radio.
Okay.
So I said,
that's where it all started.
I said, man, I've got a way to be able to come over the radio. Now, if I could just boost this signal up, I could have my own radio station.
And here you are.
So I started reading a bunch of books and figured out how to boost that signal up. And every night about 10 o'clock, I'd come on and we would have a real good time. And let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Now, what radio station would you listen to then?
As far as like what the one I was doing,
yeah.
What was the name of it?
Yeah.
The name of it was, We're Live and from your mother's basement.
And well, back in the day, we had WBAM out of Montgomery.
Okay.
And they had, and it was some people pop, you know, rock music and stuff. And they had the Big Bam Show every year in Montgomery.
Sure.
Garrett Coliseum.
Sure.
Big, big deal.
I don't know if you know this,
but if there's any of these older people watching this thing, they wouldn't know about
that. I don't know if you know this, but you're talking on WBOSS right now to all the listening audience, even though most of them are watching.
Sister is saying that y'all ran electricity to your treehouse.
We did. No, I did. I also ran cable TV.
To the treehouse.
To the treehouse. Also ran telephone.
My goodness.
But I need to shut up about all that. Bob.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
I ain't trying to run you off. I'm certainly not. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you, Bob.
But DJ and I, a couple things we need to go over real quick. And hey.
Thank you.
Let's do this again.
Hey, just send me a let me
promise
know.
Us that you'll
here.
Come back.
DJ, KJ, BJ. I like
it. We'll get Rob here next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Promise us that you'll be back because I'm telling you, this has been fun.
I'll be back. All right. Just let me know when.
Thank you, Bob. All yes, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Take care. I'll tell you what. How about that, DJ?
How about that? Bob Jones and the Nashville Brass.
They just come in and regulated. Thank you. And again, thank you, Bob and United Bank, for your donation to the pot. It will be well received. And certainly, thank you for, thank you for coming. I'll tell you what. Just like Rogan Rob, I'm the blue.
Man. Talent everywhere.
Talent
everywhere.
I'm going to tell you something, man. We might be out of a job. We keep
looking here. You speaking of talent.
Look over there.
Speaking of talent.
Hot Rod.
There he is. Hot Rod in the house as
Hot
well.
Hot Rod. What's happening, Hot Rod, in the house? Yeah.
I'm going to shake that man's
Thank
hand.
You, man. Yeah. Hot.
We good, man.
Thank you, pal. All right. Thank you, pal.
All right, buddy.
Breaking news, DJ. Life changer. Is not a Kai, and it's confirmed.
I knew that.
Confirmed.
Tony got a little excited on that.
Ain't they? He's a little overzealous.
We have the t-shirts.
Yeah.
We have the t-shirts, the women t-shirts. I felt comfortable with that all along. That was just Tony being Tony.
Yeah.
I do want to send a quick shout out to Willie Campbell, one of our outstanding volunteers at the YMCA, coaches the 8U St. Louis Cardinals. Good luck to the Cardinals, and thank you, Willie, for volunteering at the YMCA.
Y'all better like and share, because here it comes. We're getting ready.
I enjoyed that with Bob. I'd never met him prior to today.
I haven't either.
What a neat guy.
I hadn't either, and I'm going to tell you something. What a great guy.
Great guy. He gets it. He understands
it.
He
understands what he understands what small town America is doing, and that is, you don't get that everywhere.
You don't get it. You need to find Bob Jones at United Bank and just spend some time
with
him.
Shake his hand.
I'm not telling you to
shake
or suggesting
hand.
You to move your finances over, but you'll enjoy visiting with him.
Shake his hand.
He's
a good guy. Yeah, that's a fact. So I think these people are going to burn my phone down if we don't do something here real quick. So let me do this. Let me do this and let me do that. As I told you, I personally think that this is the best one yet. Okay.
The best clue yet.
Okay. Now that's just me personally. Okay. Now I've been called sadistic. I've been called a bunch of bad names.
But you haven't been called Tony Burnham.
No, but I've been bullied by him.
Hadn't we all?
Well, he walked in during a private training session.
Crashed it.
The other night.
Crashed it.
And I'm going to tell you, I was a little bit concerned. As I said, all he needed was a hockey mask and a machete, and he looked just like Jason Voorhees.
Well, I knew that reading was an issue for him, so I gave him a pass on going around the sign that said no trespassing. But when he got down there and was politely asked to leave and he didn't adhere to that,
yeah,
I knew who it was.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. He made quite the entrance. I just ain't no
yes,
other way
did.
To say that. Okay, now for the big moment. And I know we have run over, but I'll tell you, we were having such a good time with Bob. I'm sorry. I mean, I just couldn't help it. We had to. Is there stuff on there we need?
No.
Oh, okay. So here we go. Clue number 11 in the dash for cash. I'm going to read this one better than Tony read it to you, bully. So, and by the way, I saw in there where somebody wanted to wish your friend
Chippy happy birthday,
your
Chippy.
Guy.
Happy birthday, Chippy Byrne.
I saw that.
Number 70, my guy.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Chippy. Chip.
Happy birthday, Chippy Byrne.
Thank you, 70.
Clue number 11, Dash for Cash. By now, some of you are probably thinking, I'm giving up. Can't find the blinking. You've hunted high and hunted low. No cash you found. Your head's about to blow. Now, don't give up on the stash you crave. There's more to come if you'll just behave. The way to the cash is not that hard, but you won't find the cash in someone's yard. The box of cash of black and blue is patriotic, red, white, and blue. There's no X's and O's on a map where it rests. It's out in the open all by itself. Let's heat things up a degree or two. It's not in Atmore. This much is true. The patriotic box full of long wheelbase tens won't be found in city limits either, my friends. A hunter who hunts with their heart and soul always finds a way to achieve their goal. I've eliminated the West as Atmore is gone. Don't get too excited as I narrow the zone. When the day comes and you stumble on the cache, there will be more than one that you've probably passed. Driving or walking, however, is fine. The route that you take, only you can decide. Getting excited as I narrow the zone. When you find the stash, do as you're told. Open the box of black and blue. Bring the box to me. What's inside is for you. Some might say there's still a lot to hunt. There's this place and that place. You didn't narrow it much. That's where you're wrong, as I keep telling you. I've told you where it is in every single clue. Happy hunting.
I bet the eggs at the old theater. That's where I'm going. I got to get out of here. I'm going to the old movie theater, the message center. That's where the egg's going to be.
Is it there?
It's got to be. Set it in the clue.
It's at Dogwood Hills. I'm telling you. It's got to be there.
That was good.
It's got to be there. Dogwood Hills.
Atmore out.
Atmore's out.
Jay's out.
Jay's out.
The Girl Scout hut is out.
Girl Scout hut is out. The jail, any law enforcement complex is out. Residential neighborhoods is out. You know, as I said, what else can I say? You know, I mean, I personally think that.
It could be in Sarah Ann Fountain's yard.
Well, but it's not, because it's not in a residential neighborhood.
But I'd still go check.
Well, okay. When you calls there, when you calls them the next few days of grief and pain.
John Robert Fountain and Sarah Ann Fountain, I'd go check their yard.
Yeah.
And I'd probably wait till after 11 p.m.
We are not responsible for anything that happens from this point forward. Okay. So that is a fact.
You need to shut up.
So at any rate, I'm gonna post the clue. It will be posted up after the show. I want everybody to check it out, and let's get out and find some dough. I mean,
yeah, go find that money.
Let's go find that money.
We'll try to get a total tallied up, but it's over $11,000.
We're gonna get that done today, tonight, sometime, and we're going to make sure that tomorrow we have you a total of everything. That's right, Luke Golden. City limits. And I didn't say city. I said cities limits.
Cities limits.
Cities limits are out. So here, let's be real clear about that. Anybody that says city limits, you know, I put out a Mythbuster post over the weekend. And said many times, I've said it, I've never said it was in Bruton. Everybody else has, but I've never said that. So you know.
Do we have a random drawing for the share and like stuff as well?
We do, but we're going to do that tomorrow because we've run over.
Okay.
Over today and just had so much going on. We are, and we're going to put that $100 bill right here in this hand.
Okay.
Let me tell you what else is not in this hand. The stash. I've had a lot of questions about that. It is not here as well. Happy hunting to everybody. Good luck to everybody.
Real quick on the garbage pickup.
Yes. 5 p.m. today is the deadline for you to be up at Pete Chevrolet to drop your trash in the dumpster that we have up here. 5 Okay. p.m. Okay? At 5 p.m., we're gonna take pictures of everybody that comes and drops in trash. And at 5 p.m., we're going to make a first place announcement and a second place announcement provided by Mayor Yank Lovelace.
But you have to have some documentation that you picked up the trash out on the hunt, correct?
If you didn't post pics and vids or both up on the Drive Time page, if you didn't post it up of you out there picking up the trash, you will not qualify for the stash for cash prize.
Easy enough.
The dash for trash. I'm getting these rhymes running together. The dash for trash prize 1 and 2. So I want to thank everybody for participating and picking up and helping clean up our neighborhood. The beautification judging is this week, I believe. And let's keep our communities beautiful. Let's keep the trash picked up. Let's keep the litter picked up, and let's make sure that we respect each other's property. Listen, we live in the greatest communities in the world. We saw that on display all last week. We saw it on display over the weekend. We saw it on display Friday night. Pics or vids, either one, but they got to be pics or vids. And I'm good with either one. Make sure that you got them up there.
Yes, Greg Odom, you can contribute to the pot and look.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Talene Lambeth, I think we've covered that as many times as we said. It's not in a residential neighborhood. And it's not in, I've told everybody many times, you can see it. You ain't got to tear flowers up. You ain't got to tear anything up. Okay. A lot of people out there would have you believe that some of these cities were burning to the ground, and that's just not the case. Okay.
You are welcome, Sarah Ann.
So, let me see here. DJ, let's do your thing, man.
Great, great program today. We really appreciate Bob Jones coming in.
United
Bank, and of course their contribution to the pot. We appreciate all of you that have spent some of your morning with us. We always enjoy being with you. Go out and find that money. Do it responsibly, do it safely, and enjoy the dash for cash. Thank you to Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet for making this program possible. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do it. So y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.